This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday with the result of one of two runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia still too close to call. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner in one contest, making him the first black senator in Georgia's history and putting the Senate majority within the party's reach. U.S. media organizations called the race, with Warnock leading incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler by more than 40,000 votes and nearly all the ballots counted. Warnock's perceived victory is viewed as a rebuke of outgoing President Donald Trump, who made one of his final trips in office to Georgia this week to rally his loyal base behind both Republican incumbents. The second race was too early to call, as votes were still being counted early today. There were still some mail ballots and in-person early votes left to be counted statewide, the majority of which are in Democratic-leaning counties. Supporters of President Trump are expected to march today in multiple rallies in Washington as they back his objection to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Trump is scheduled to speak at a Save America rally on the Ellipse, not far from the White House, ahead of a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Ahead of today's events, Trump continued to use Twitter to make unsubstantiated claims that he won the election. And Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.